This land is also Cokie Roberts' land. She joins us every Monday morning for analysis, and she's with us once again. Cokie, good morning.
And you admit you're really singing right now.
We'll sing right after the break in about 4 minutes. You and I can sing right off air. Off air,
we should stress
it. Exactly. Okay, so the real work starts tomorrow. President-elect Obama becomes President Obama. And I suppose we should remember, amid all this celebration, this is a guy who won with 52% of the vote. How broad is his support?
Incredibly broad, according to two big polls out over the weekend, one ABC Washington Post, one New York Times CBS. His personal popularity is better than any president since Ronald Reagan's. Almost 80% of the people saying that they like him. Similarly, his political approval is way up there, two-thirds given, you know, past the Goldilocks test, saying that his ideology is about just right, not too liberal, not too conservative. And in the New York Times CBS poll, almost 80% say they're optimistic about Obama's presidency.
Well, now, Cokie, does that mean if you've got millions of people, if those polls are right, millions of people who didn't vote for the guy who now support him just a couple of months later, does that mean he's been successful in reaching out to conservatives and other kinds of voters?
Yeah, I think so. I think some of this is they like him. They like the incoming first lady. She's got a 72% approval. You saw the crowds this weekend all coming out. But almost 90% say that he's willing to listen to different points of view. And that's a change from what they've been seeing in Washington with both parties. He's been striking the right notes for these folks with the bipartisan reach out to Senator McCain, to conservative columnists, going to the Tomb of the Unknowns yesterday. But look, it's also true, Steve, that people are terrified about the economy. I mean, both polls show huge numbers say the economy is bad, close to 100% in the 90s in both. And 80% say it's worse than it was 5 years ago. So these people are ready to give Obama the benefit of the doubt on just about anything at this point.
Does the president-elect have a benefit now that he will not have in 6 months or a year, meaning that if people are thinking about whether they approve of him or not, they compare him with President Bush, with whom many people disagree?
Absolutely. And George Bush continues to score badly in these polls, 33% approval in the ABC, 22 in the New York Times. He never got into positive approval ratings in his second term after having the highest in history after September 11th. Also, people are saying his place in history will be poor. 58% in the ABC poll believe he will be rated as an average or poor president. And he's the only recent president to be that high. Carter was about 46%. Compare it with George Bush's father at 12% saying that. So that definitely makes Obama's task easier.
Although, let me ask about something else. Because, of course, just 4 years ago, President Bush was taking office for a second term. His party had control of Congress. He had a huge agenda he wanted to push through, and almost none of it got done. Is it likely that Barack Obama is in position to do better?
Yes. Look, again, as I say, you've got people ready to basically let him do just about anything. And these polls say that they agree with him on all kinds of stuff in terms of the economic stimulus, but essentially, you know, just do something. And Republicans might be pushing back against that stimulus package, but they have to be careful because Obama really does have the political capital. More than 60% of the people say they're confident in him, compared to only 43% confident with the Democrats in Congress, only 29% with the Republicans in Congress. And the Republican identification, only 23% of the people are calling themselves Republican. That's one of the lowest in history. Hmm. So they have to be very careful not to be seen as obstructionists, especially after tomorrow,
right,
Steve, when Obama's likely to even get more approval.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Cokie Roberts. And, of course, NPR News will be bringing you live coverage of tomorrow's presidential inauguration.